From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, August 20th. The Park Fire has now been burning for nearly 4 weeks and remains just under 430,000 acres and is 54% contained. Dan Collins is a public information officer with CAL FIRE Butte County.
The goal this week is to get resources out there, continue with suppression repair, and also mopping up in hopes of achieving a higher percentage of containment.
He says the good news is that the fire has grown very little, if at all, over the past few days. Still, he says progress has been slow.
It's just the sheer size of the fire and the amount of work that there is in the fire footprint.
According to CAL FIRE's latest incident report, low humidity levels are forecast through tomorrow with mild to moderate overnight recoveries. And visitors are now allowed back into parts of Lassen Volcanic National Park. Some parts of the park opened over the weekend after some evacuations for the park fire were lifted. Park officials said that Highway 89, which runs through the park, is accessible to vehicles from the northwest entrance at Manzanita Lake to the devastated area parking lot. Beyond that point, the highway is restricted to bicycles and pedestrians, who can travel as far as Summit Lake. Visitors should still anticipate lingering smoke, which can affect air quality and views. And in other news, more than 1.5 million salmon were released into California's reservoirs this spring. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife said the juvenile salmon were stocked in 17 inland reservoirs across the state to support fish conservation and angling opportunities. These include Lake Oroville in Butte County, the Shasta Reservoir in Shasta County, and Lake Almanor in Plumas County. The department says these salmon will help support sport fisheries and hatcheries for years to come as the salmon grow into adulthood. Also, the Chico City Council this evening will take up concerns over the prolonged renovation of a large multi-story building downtown. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a look at that and other items on the agenda.
The large commercial building at 2nd Street and Main has been undergoing a remodel for the past year. Some downtown business owners and others have expressed concern that the building's dilapidated exterior and large uncovered windows on its second floor detracts from the ambience downtown, which is already struggling to support retail businesses. The city says that the building doesn't present any imminent danger and that all the work underway is being conducted appropriately, if slowly. Council members will consider a city staff report, which includes a proposed schedule for completing the work. Also on tonight's agenda, the council will consider a proposal from the Arts Commission to decorate city-owned utility boxes. It will also vote on a resolution declaring a local emergency after the park fire, which gives the city manager authorization to take necessary actions. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
California has hit a milestone as it works to generate 100% of its electricity using clean energy sources. But experts say the state still has a long way to go to reach that goal. Mary Franklin Harvin reports from CalMatters.
The state has been able to rely fully on renewable energy for at least part of the day for at least 100 days out of this year, according to tracking out of Stanford. That puts California a big step closer to meeting the state's goal to have 100% of electricity come from clean sources by 2045. The milestone comes largely due to public and private sector investments in batteries that store solar power. California currently has the world's largest battery storage capacity after China. But the state still needs to make a lot more progress to meet its 2045 clean energy goal. In fact, a member of the state's Energy Commission has estimated California may need to more than double its current clean energy generation to get there.
That was Mary Franklin Harvin from CalMatters. Finally, the Democratic National Convention continues tonight. It comes a month after Republicans held their convention in Milwaukee. Democratic organizers have had to rework programming entirely for the DNC after President Biden dropped out of the race in late July and endorsed Vice President Harris to replace him on the ticket. We'll be broadcasting live special coverage of the DNC all this week. Tune in tonight, starting at 6. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, August 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.